A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging. With 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture, this Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I don't know why he was in my...
Because he got in trouble again.
Is that what it was?
I think he's going to prison for real.
You know what? So maybe any press is good press because he got people are like, oh, mystical. Let's...
I got it mixed up with the other song we played where he says, don't make me have to go and mess you up.
Don't make me have to go... Oh, my God.
Well, Mark Renson song, or dude. Mark Stinson. What's the guy's name?
Mark Hansen.
I think that's
it. I am Mark Hansen. No, Mark Ronson.
That's it.
It was like that movie Mel Gibson was in.
Give me back my son!
Ronson.
Come on, Paige. I gotta go back and watch that. It's a tough watch. Good movie, but tough subject.
To the people that are pointing it out, yes, it was all in good fun. We realized Shoeless Joe Jackson, while maybe being illiterate, could understand direction.
Yes.
So I apologize to anyone that was offended that I said he would have walked out of the cornfield the wrong way into oncoming traffic.
Any Jacksons that might be offended? Now he was. He did not gamble. We know that. So.
Right. No. He didn't. He couldn't read to gamble.
No.
But here's the thing.
Oh,
how many gambling addicts have you knew that dropped out of school or whatever? Speaking of that, more on that in a minute.
Oh, you got to watch Cocaine Quarterback.
I think it's just called Quarterback.
It's the guy that played at USC. He was on the championship teams with Leinart and Bush. The guy.
What was his name?
I forget his name. Let me look it up real quick because he ended up starting his own sports book.
Is that the Johnny Manziel thing?
No, this is a separate guy.
Too many things on all at once.
Owen Hansen.
Owen Hansen.
He played at USC on those Reggie Bush and Matt Leinart teams.
Hi, I'm Owen Hansen with USC Trojans.
And then he got involved with the cartel and then bookmaking. He had a sports book. So he was doing both.
Yeah.
They made a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. God, maybe not play his music now. That's a good point.
All mystical?
Yeah. Why are you playing the one? Oh, that's a good point. I didn't realize it was quite that bad.
Yeah. We're not saying mystiker, by the way. It's mystical.
Also, this person, did you see that? That person texted in and put M-I-S-S space T-I-C-K-L-E. Miss Tickle.
Miss Tickle.
What's that, Miss Tickle? Y'all play some... Oh, that was not my... That was just a...
Miss Tickle. Don't maybe go have to mess you up.
Can you play any Tony Locke?
Tom, I gotta hear that part. Miss Tickle. It was something serious. He was already on the list.
20 years.
He was an offender.
Sentenced to 20 years for doing things without people's permission.
Oh.
That's, kids are back in the car. Maybe parents don't want to, tell them what it means.
Everybody's going back to school. You know what, though?
But here's the same time. We throw around, and I'm being very... maybe like proverbial, but also a little facetious here. But boy, we'll throw around the word murder around. But but don't say, you understand what I'm saying? Like, a crime's a crime. Like, if you said, you know, like, the L word for
lesbian
hanging, it has different connotations on it.
Oh, ill.
But yet you had, you know, there was a group of rappers called the Lynch Mob. So, you know, I'm going to light you up, boy.
I'm going to light you up. Well, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Miss Tickle.
Miss Tickle.
20 years. Yeah, I mean, guys.
I mean, he's probably in his 50s, I would imagine.
55 now.
Okay. Because I know coming up, when the No Limit Soldiers were running hot, he was still a little bit older, so.
Oof.
What was that?
That was feedback, but it was weird because nobody moved.
Mother of...
Fletcher's.
Mother Fletcher's.
Wet t-shirt contest.
Whoa,
bring it back.
Oh, man. It's got like a heart flip.
When nobody moved, like it was... It just... Was it kind of happened?
Is there someone here in the room with us?
Are you here right now? And why did you make it hurt in our ears just now?
Boy, there's a huge influx of...
Are you gay if you're a ghost?
I blame it on two things. I blame it on Ghost Hunters, the original Ghost Hunters show. Of course, that was based off, you know, anytime we talk about paranormal stuff, there's like a lot of you out there that do that for a living.
You're Page is into it, investigators.
Hardcore. But
for a time there.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
I stopped doing it, though.
She stopped doing that and started waxing women.
She messed herself so bad one day because she got scared of ghosts.
She did.
Never been scared of ghosts.
Yeah. She's like, don't tell anyone. And then the host was like, God, it smells like death in here.
Right. I might have still, you know, experienced the curse from back in the day when we found the grave. And, you know.
Boy, that was.
I was the only one that did get into the grave.
I didn't go to that. That's when you went to the children's.
Okay. So do you know where. You know, even those of you, no matter where you are, you may can identify with this. So now it's a Walmart. It's a neighborhood Walmart.
Oh my gosh.
Near Furman Hall Road.
I just remembered who all was there. I won't say his name, but he may or may not have nuts like basketballs.
God.
And then he looked at him and said, "You really gonna get down there?"
Wow, dude.
Remember what I'm talking about?
I know. I wish he was more famous so you could do that impression more and people would get it.
God. I don't know who he's talking about.
Write that down for her.
I'll write it down for you.
Obviously, I can't mouth things.
Because
well.
I remember when
his last name is your favorite type of people. Let me write it down.
God
bless. Oh, wow. Okay.
You really going to get down there?
He's talking about Tony Puerto Rican.
Yeah, that's who it is.
Oh, my God.
Wait, did you say favorite?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So.
That's who I thought you were talking about.
Fat boy crawls. Oh, yeah. So now it was this.
Yeah, who always had the story?
It was. We'd go in these Halloween haunted things and we'd like spend the night there. And then it was so dumb to actually think you're going to go get some evidence and then come in the next morning, or the same morning, like overnight, and then, you know, edit all this stuff. And then play it the next day.
And then sometimes you'd have to like, listen to it again.
So this was like this old graveyard that was kind of like from the 1800s that wasn't like messed with anymore, you know, or meaning like everyone just come and gone and just didn't care anymore. Well, anyway, it's now the parking lot. I think maybe like they couldn't have paved over it. I mean, that we remember that was.
I thought that was illegal.
Now it is.
I don't know.
But, like, but anyway, there's a grave that was, like, sunk in to where the, and I'm not kidding you, that you could see the tombstone. Making me hungry for pizza when I say that, aren't I? But then they.
It was supreme.
You could see, like, the top of not the coffin, but the, whatever the other thing is called. That little plastic, or the little cement box.
The tomb, I guess it is.
The entombment, or what?
The encapsule. So, is that a word? Man?
You know, it was the time of Jackass and whatnot, and somebody dares old F-boy over there to crawl down in there.
We were taken aback that it was even, like, you know, partially dug out.
Right. I think it was sunk. I don't think it was, like, grave robbers. I think it was just sunk down in.
Because somebody almost fell in the hole. Like, hey, did you guys see that hole back there? Like,
I
was like,
You sound like freaking Beetlejuice.
Just like 3 times, man. I'm gonna pop out of this grave real quick. I'm gonna be popping out of them.
And now you sound like Waterboy. Not the Waterboy.
Hello, everybody. Boots, everybody, get out of the grave. We won't have to get back up. Everybody, go catch up by the puppies.
But his butt claws down, climbs down in there, like from the sternum up, he's in the ground.
Yep. I kind of sat down in it for a little bit and running around.
God, I ain't no way in this world. I ain't no way.
And it was, God, it was so disrespectful and might have even gotten some kind of black cloud off it. Some kind of
curse. More than Walmart did.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love or the trends everyone's obsessing over. Or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage 1, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging. With 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at Prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Building at least close by. It's the one right there beside the Publix up there near Furman.
Is this why you're doing this? Because no. I was about to say.
Whoa, that's weird.
That's big. The thing they're showing on TV right now.
Summerween. Yeah.
People want to celebrate it twice.
That sounds like some kind of
sounds like a
gay
problem.
Male resort.
Oh, my God. Dang it! If this wasn't planned, I would have been a nice out.
All right, say it again.
Inflated by heat.
Oh, what? You said Summerween?
Summerween's huge. They want to celebrate it twice.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Summerween sounds like a gay male resort.
The Rise Guys rule.
Every morning.
With Batman.
If you don't smile right now.
Bat Boy.
On how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hallelujah.
I love you, girl. For real.
Ditto.
Huh?
But I ain't blind.
Huh?
I see your mama's big old mother f***ing behind.
Your mama got a bad ass.
I ain't even gonna got.
I like that part. I be looking.
I ain't even gonna lie. Oh, man. Give me the address of that church. I'm there.
I'm there, too.
I'll be a pallbearer for the money, whatever they call that.
It's the Church of Hershey Cocaine Watson.
Oh, my God.
Offering?
Hey, babe.
Take up the offering?
He's passionate.
Wonder how long you have to go to a church before they trust you to take up the offering.
Oh, that's a good
that's
question.
That's a good question.
Because, like, back in the day, you had to be a deacon.
Better do a background check.
Yeah.
And they're like, nah, we got someone to do it.
Yeah, we got somebody to do it.
Is Hershey Cocaine Watson, Watson Neely related?
Right.
That's what I want to know.
By marriage, though.
Babe.
Wow.
By marriage. A.K.A. this man right here. This man right here.
The man who made shorts look better than me.
Oh, yeah.
Sexier legs, at least.
Oh, I don't
know.
You
see Watson today. Tell him how sexy his legs are, please.
Please, and pass on our
sure you'd appreciate
our best wishes.
He'd love that.
What'd you say, babe?
Best wishes in general, not that anything's wrong.
Yeah. No, just, you know.
Just what's up?
It's like, you know, when you get busy, you forget about all the Rise Guys here.
We did not. Also tell R-Dub we said hello.
What's up? Big Rod.
Big Rod. Okay. Now.
Where are you going with that?
Yesterday. Well, the mama thing reminded me of the mom that we spoke. So this is weird for those, you know, not everyone gets to hear the whole show. So yesterday when we were doing first day of school, are you popping your knuckles?
No.
That was, ooh.
Oh, did you squeeze them like a?
That was like, God. Sounds like somebody ratcheting over there.
Somebody's probably, you know, J. Owen to the knuckle pot.
Oh, how's he doing? Is he okay?
Yeah, he's getting better.
Oh, he lost his job.
He's got hairy palms now.
Yeah. Well, how's he doing?
He's half blind. Oh, J. Owen.
He's half blind.
Yeah, last time I saw him.
girl called yesterday. We're doing the first day of school calls, you know, and like the second one, I think, was the young lady who said she was going to quit school today. It was yesterday. Yeah, it was
anonymous.
Yesterday. Anonymous. And, you know, very confident. You know, we wasn't going to sit on here. I mean, we told her it probably wasn't the best idea, but blah, blah, blah. Well, then, about 45 minutes later, we get another call, and it's her mama. See, that's what made me think of it, because yeah. we played the song there.
Yeah.
I don't know if her mom has a big butt or nothing. I just meant that was the liaison into the conversation.
We did wonder how she found out about the call, and she told us how she found it.
Oh, yeah. Did your son call you and tell you?
He texted me at first and said, Mom, you need to listen to this. Sent a voice memo, and then he called me.
Wow.
Look at that. I got a heads up from the boy.
The voice memos are awesome.
Yeah, they are a few.
They are. I love voice memos.
Because you can't really edit them. You got to stop them at the right place.
No. Yes. God, yes. And it's like live photos. Sometimes people forget their live photos. So then when you hold it down, you get to see the camera go back to where it originally was. Oh, man. So that's the best. I love people who use live photo all the time. You don't realize, do you?
I hate it.
So, yeah, that's the mom of the daughter who hears from her older son that his sister had called our show and said she was thinking about quitting school. So then mom calls in and, you know, does the whole thing. I don't know what clip you have selected here.
Well, this clip here is talking about how she found out from her daughter that she was going to quit.
She'd already started talking about it.
Yeah.
What's interesting here, though, Sharon, is that she said she hadn't told you she was quitting. She hadn't talked to anybody about it. I don't know if you heard that.
Well, no, she hadn't. She shut me down and she was like, Mom, she hasn't said I'm quitting school. But I heard her say, I hate school. I don't need this. It's stupid. What's the point? Right. You know, I don't want to go to college. I could just work. All of these things that have been going on since like last school year.
Yeah.
Okay, so you knew she was unhappy. You just didn't know she was going to actually make the decision to stop.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, my. I thought it was just 17-year-old talk. I've been there, you know. I didn't know she was... had been planning this all summer.
I love when Fat Boy is talking about serious things, which I'm not ever really used to.
Yeah,
and I don't like doing it because you gotta take a different tone with it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I've been there. Look, I'm a quitter when it comes to high school. Well, but I'm also, you know, a nationally syndicated radio personality, so it kind of worked out.
Well,
you are
the people that
it was simulcasted. Excuse me.
There's some that, you know, didn't, you know,
thank you.
They don't have the way to share their story, but they went on to do, you know, it's not for everybody.
Yep. But she's not too far gone to where she can't reverse course and go back, you know.
Right.
She'll graduate a year later, but who remembers that anyway?
But also, like, the thought process of being a kid now trying to figure out your career path and you know, all these... on one hand are advancements, at the other time it's like, I mean, hell, like what Elon says, one out of, and first off, let me say his full name. I don't like being so comfortable that we just call him Elon.
First name basis.
You know, we did it with Elvis and Oprah, and now is, you know.
Yeah.
Even people around here might think I'm talking about the college too, if I just say Elon.
They know you're talking about the, you know, the poor kid who was ripped from his dad's arms in the closet by the FBI.
Oh my God.
Got kicked out of the
country. By 2030, one in five American homes will have a robot in it. And first off, No.
That, if you had to pay for things, that's not the first thing you buy.
Yeah, it's not going to be, it's never going to be economically, like, you know.
The only way that it'll be something like that is if it's some kind of government program and it's just sitting there just watching you, and then that's
you get a Section 8 robot with half working.
Well, dude, with a hole in the head. That's what a lot of people say you're doing with your smart speakers. It's like you're letting them surveil you. You know.
Yeah, I've got one in.
Does your Echo
upstairs and downstairs?
Does your Echo get too personal with you? Like it's trying to have a conversation.
It's more personal now than it was. It's certainly moved on from just being a robot voice. Like you can, you can ask it like open, you know, like open AI questions.
Well, I asked her yesterday the weather, and then she tells me the weather. She says, "What do you have plans to do?"
Sometimes you want to like shut up. I was like, "Hey, first off, we ain't on a credit system here. Like, you're not trying me to work me to get more tokens or whatever."
I'm gonna polywomp the power button. You keep talking.
Yeah, like
look that one up, kids.
Or you'll say, "What's the weather?" Rain, so don't forget a rain jacket. And I'm like, first off, I don't need no rain jacket.
That's the way I want to dress.
I'll go outside butt naked if I want to. A
That's
word.
Right.
I don't have I have a male voice, and it was kind of weird.
Yeah. I have a male box.
Where I said, so-and-so snooze, and he goes, snooze. Like, really sexy. And I was like, wait a minute. What are you
call
doing?
Call me Carl Malone, because I'm going to be up in your mailbox. Hey.
What you doing in my room? Alexis.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear about...
I know, we take a very serious thing.
Yeah, I know. It's got one more clip. It's about, you know, mom's final stance on the whole situation, which took us by surprise.
And mom says she will give us, either by phone or by email, a little update or whatever by Friday, which is day after tomorrow.
She swore to God she would. But look, I'm going to hold her to it.
Yeah, but she didn't put her hand on a Bible that we could see.
Yeah.
She doesn't know what she doesn't know. That's the problem.
Exactly.
At 17, you think you know everything because you know the things that are going on like right now. You know how to do life right now, but you don't know anything. I need her to finish high school. That's it. I'm asking. That's all.
Yeah.
She's got 1 year.
And you've told her this already, right?
About 1,000 times. I've tried being nice. I've argued with her. I've grounded her. I've taken her phone. I've talked to counselors and teachers. I've tried explaining what would happen later down the line. I've tried telling her that she's going to regret it. It's like nothing works. Yeah. Nothing gets through to her.
Not that you know all the answers, but
serious family.
You know, I what now?
I'm done. If she wants to quit, then quit.
Wow.
I mean it. I'm done fighting. I'm over it. I'm over it. I mean it.
So you're going to let, like, she's like, I'm not talking her out of quitting. And that's the thing. A lot of people are texting in and calling and stuff saying, like, that's not good parenting. But, like, she's like, no, you know. I would have a hard time with it myself. But at the same time, you know.
She's not in the worst of situations because, you know, Anonymous had a plan. Already has a job. Now, the manager called crap. But if you're the manager and you got somebody who's, you know, decent, aren't you going to want to try to, you know, maximize the
labor, I never thought about that. Like, having conversations with, like, you know, if you're a manager at a restaurant, you're having, an underage kid ask you, like, life questions about stuff. Yeah. Like, oh, you cannot.
You feel comfortable with that, though?
Or somebody that shows enough drive.
What if you can see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage 1, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Drive to like, okay, let me keep them on.
That's where it's good to be a woman. Like, you can do stuff like that and no one's looking at you sideways. And even if you're doing it, like, doing it, the guys aren't going to usually say anything. And that sucks for us men, you know.
Really does.
Us too. How about that? Hashtag it.
We're oppressed now. It's like reverse oppression.
For real.
Now you're on the right side of it.
We're back. They shut off CERN. We're back to the weird commercials again. I don't know if you saw it.
There's feminists, but where's the opposite of that?
Maleist.
Maleminist.
There was a freaking commercial the other night for batteries, oddly enough. It was like, what is this lifestyle video or commercial of buying batteries, whatever.
It's your batteries.
Grandpa's sitting there looking like Gandhi, and you're looking around the kitchen table, and you're like, who is this guy? It ain't your dad or your mom or anybody. Like,
oh,
who
yeah.
is this person?
The family doesn't mix. Look, you can have a... you can have a mixed family to where it makes sense for a product.
Right.
But when the kid's a ginger, the other kid's Asian, and the dad is black, like, look, let's be honest. They're not all, like, living in the same house.
No. There's blended's one thing, but, like, when you look in, like, the International House of Buffet or Pancakes, where it's, like, a little bit of, I don't know, it makes me, and this is just as a consumer thinking, not the marketing genius that I am, but it's the fact that I'm trying to figure out what's going on with the dynamic of this family more than I am what they're marketing to me.
Why does the one kid have flies around his belly? He walks in, like, what's up with that?
Because he's the Lord of.
That was for Preparation H.
He's the Lord of.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
News matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
I'd like an on-air apology from the both of you.
Guys, you know what?
Paige.
You learn something new every day you walk in.
I love knowing things that, little odd little things that, like, most people don't know. Matter of fact, Miss X for Christmas gave me a book. It's Learn a Lot While You're Sitting on the Pot, and it's this book that you read when you're going to the bathroom, and it tells you these little facts.
I love that.
I was telling these guys, because Paige was mentioning a personal problem.
Yeah.
And I said, do you know? Take that out of context. Do you know that the word clitoris comes from the ancient Greek word clitoris, which translates directly to the little heel? And both of you said, you full of mud.
I didn't say true. That. I didn't call you full of mud. You were full of something else.
I got to go to Urban Dictionary to confirm.
The Greeks said that the external part of the organ resembled a tiny mound or hill setting beneath the protective fold of the, they say hood here on the medical dictionary. Mm. So.
Okay.
This is a medical term.
Is that what mechanics mean? Let's see what's under the hood. That's awful. That's awful.
Just overthinking things.
Just so bad.
One Arby's commercial came to mind.
The Grease Monkeys are laughing right now at that one.
Oh, Peace Donkey.
Yeah. That's right. Hey, we're Grease Monkeys.
Okay. Well, you want to do some headlines?
Yeah, gizmo.
I didn't think I was going to learn that today.
How about I push you down a clitoris? How about that?
I would think it would be a tiny dinosaur, not a hill, but that's okay.
What? Look at this. She's making jokes left and right today.
Dude, I know. Dinosaur. I hate earlier. We were both dropping like the one-liners, and I talked all over hers, and it was way better.
Okay.
Dang.
All right.
Tiny hill.
Yeah.
So let me ask, what would you do?
What you finna do?
I'm Don Quinones.
There were some studies done online, and 24,000 Americans were asked in this survey this particular question. How many times do you use your bath towel before washing it? Be honest.
Say bathtub?
Towel.
A bath towel.
Towel.
You don't dispose of your bathtub.
I would say at least a couple. I don't wash them.
I was going to say twice, probably. And then it goes to the floor. For one, it. I'll do two washings, dryings with it, and mm-hmm. then it goes to the floor to stand on for the third, and then it goes. So it's,
You mean if you miss the toilet, you got something to catch it?
No. I don't want to stand in on a pee towel.
For me, it depends on which towels you're speaking of, because I have
what I wipe with.
Oh, yes, here we go. Hand towel.
Bathroom. I may have used that a couple times.
Do you still culture and wear a turban on your hair like my grandma did after she got out of the show?
Yeah. You misappropriate your tiny dinosaur.
Of course. And then I have this other thing that I put when I do makeup and things like that. But there's your nice towels that you have in your bathroom and you don't want to. You don't use them that much.
Oh, the monogrammed, whatever
and then,
they are.
And then,
the pointless towels.
And then you have the other ones that I use like once or twice. And then, those
Paige
are
the ones. Said she has 14 pillows on her bed.
I know, it's like
not like regular style pillows, but like the little tiny pillows that she makes into a little, like a little nesting doll. Just constantly, everywhere you look.
I have European, the big ones all the way down to the little ones.
You would give Larry David an anxiety attack.
Probably.
That's all those pillows.
Takes them all off every night, and then she makes her bed the next day because she's a military brat. She's got to put them back all
over.
I do.
I said, today, I didn't make my bed.
I gotta fix my pillow.
I know.
Your dad is.
He's going.
Disappointed
he's, yeah,
in you.
Yeah, he's gonna like.
Jerry Lee's gonna get you.
He's gonna get me. Seriously.
JLP. I don't have
hospital quarters. Anyway, so about this towel thing, 10% of people say they don't, they won't wash it until after 7 uses.
What about the towel?
But normally,
I'll be here until 9:51, probably 55. But come on. Don't
so
have
the
any
number
birthdays.
One answer.
That's late yesterday.
The number one answer was 2 or 3 times.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
That's good. So
I
you're,
like when
you're
when yeah. Don't you like when you answer a question like that before you hear the norms?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh my God, you use it more than one time.
This is, I don't know. This is more of a. You compare single to married people, right? Because the single people probably don't wash it as much.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a great question,
yeah,
too.
Like, Paige,
how often do you, and I'm going to say something here, I'll have to get Fat Boy to translate to you because you won't understand. How often do you change your bed clothes, Fat Boy, if you would?
Sheets.
Once a week.
Once a week, yeah.
Swap them out. Yeah, that's...
Well, it depends on...
I think I'm on a 10-day cycle with that. I feel like I do it... About every other...
Well, I have pets.
Yeah, about 10 days. Oh, yeah, you do have pets.
So would you want to zoom in to see if there's anything on it, like a... No bed bugs.
Like a black light thing?
Yeah, one of those situations.
By the way, I'd like to say this. I think black lights matter. So...
Yeah.
Thank you.
They do with forensic...
Make it look
thank you for saying that.
Yeah, well...
All lights matter.
Very bold.
Yeah.
Especially Christmas, you know.
Especially in a hotel room. You don't want to go in there unless you have black
lights. No, I don't have white lights in my house.
Nasty.
Mine is black lights only.
Oh, yeah.
No white lights around there.
Mm. Well, you know what? I have a cool one. This is a smart bulb. I can change it any color I want to.
Okay.
Which, when it hits that crimson red, that's scary as hell.
Oh, yeah, I would say.
Go ahead.
Oh. I say more about what would you do. Well, 45% of travelers admit that they would avoid going to places they can't pronounce. Are you in the norm?
I've been through anal.
This is the most.
Anal.
I love the logic behind this.
What?
This is the most closed off, like, you know, I ain't going if I can't say it.
Oh, yeah.
But it's true.
Yeah.
Well, God, what was, well, I mean.
Like Reykjavik, Iceland.
Right, God.
Is that what we're trying to buy still?
Chamonix, France.
I don't know. He's dating one of the Kardashians.
So.
Yeah, he is.
What, but also, like, remember, I you know, obviously not a Clemson fan here, me, but...
Ooh, go to hell.
With DJ Ulalale. Like, imagine, like, your favorite quarterback of your team or whatever is one of these folks that's, you know, joining us from a different land.
Yeah,
and they, you can't say their name. That's tough, man.
God, he was Inland Empire, too. It's funny you pick him.
You know what's crazy is my cousin went to a wedding that he was at the other day, and I just see it on Instagram. I'm like, there was Big Dave? I don't know whose wedding it was.
God, was Mateo there? Mateo plays for the Ducks.
That might have been, actually, because his sister was there, too.
He's got prospects on Mateo.
Oh, he does?
He's going to get drafted.
Oh, yeah. Prospects. Oh, I think.
Oh, yeah. He's bona fide.
Yeah.
Hmm.
What does that mean?
Uh-oh.
I'm telling you, I won't mention that. But I would love to have somebody here who picks up on the Oh Brother references.
Man,
not enough to not enjoy work, though.
Yeah. Well said.
So here's my last question.
I'm glad we have someone here no longer watching South Park.
What would you do? 33% of the people say they'd say nothing if a cashier forgets to ring an item up. Would you say something?
We've heard what Fat Boy says about this.
I mean, look. If they don't ring it up, then it's fair game. Like, you're not going to dime yourself out.
I was talking about that little Fat Boy can do a good sound effect of a someone scanning something.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so
yeah.
Sometimes when he's going through, he goes boop, boop, boop.
Or you got the phone. You just need the phone sound effect.
And 30% of Americans say that they've shoplifted an item before. What I have done is I have rolled out kitty litter that I didn't pay for. And
you bitch. Do you own a garage somewhere?
I went back in the store and I told them I didn't pay for this and had them ring it up.
Did they
bad.
Laugh at you?
They should have. Like, why did you come back?
Like, if I worked there, I'd be
felt
like, God,
bad.
You realize.
It's, you know, it was a big thing.
Right.
And I didn't want them to think if I come back, there's that lady that steals kitty litter.
Well, you wouldn't be able to do that now at Walmart.
I'll give you a hint, a little tip. Mm. Just, you know, if you put something on the very bottom of the cart, it's very easily to, you know, bypass it. Like, you know, you forgot about it.
Oh,
just saying.
I did.
Out of sight, out of mind. So put all your groceries on the bottom of cart.
Well, now people are going to start leaving their kids on the bottom of buggies.
No, don't.
It's going to throw them back in the thing.
Can I take your buggy back to the corral, ma'am? Yeah. I notice you're going to take your buggy back, please.
God, I did see a sweet thing the other day. With I imagine it was his grandmother. The grandmother had to ride a scooter out of the car, and so the kid's like putting the groceries in for her or whatever. But I found out quickly why he was. I was like, what a courteous little guy he is.
Yeah, I'm a good dude. He's,
you know, helping her get the stuff off. But then he smiles real big because he gets to drive the scooter back up to Angus.
Yeah, that's great.
He was like, I'm 12 and I get to drive the scooter. It's like, funny as hell.
Where are you taking that scooter at, dude?
But meanwhile, back in my day, my dad would take the wrong parking spot and say, Matthew, walk funny.
Yeah, get a lift.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not magic.